Escape from Cubicle 17, Episode 7, for Tuesday, September 30th, 2008. This is Chris Merle, your podcast host, and I want to apologize for my long absence from the podosphere. I won't regale you with the boring details or give you lame excuses, but I assure you that I have plenty of both. So it's time for me to get back into the swing of things. You know, I've forgotten just how much I enjoyed podcasting. It is a lot of work, but I learn a lot from the producing them and the people I have the privilege of talking to. So, on to the show. This interview is from Conestoga 11. Although it was recorded in July of 2007, I felt much of it was still very relevant, and I wanted to share it with you. I had the opportunity to sit down with one of my fellow Oklahoma podcasters, Jack Hosley of Wander Radio. This is my 40th and final Conestoga episode. This is going to be a free-form podcast because I don't really have a whole lot of questions, but we'll just kind of make it up as we go along. This is Chris Merle again with the Conestoga podcast. And today I have a special guest, a fellow podcaster, a fellow Oki podcaster, Jack Hosley of the of Wander Radio. Now, did I pronounce your name right?
Hosley.
Hosley. I am sorry. It's Jack Hosley.
It is common. It is common. Don't worry
okay.
about it. Yes. Well, anyway. Wander Radio 109.9, almost on your radio dial.
Yeah. Well, I'm always trying to keep an eye out for new podcasts, especially in this area, and I completely missed her. So I'm glad you contacted me a couple months ago, and I'm glad you're able to make it to our convention.
So was I. It's been enjoyable. I've never been to a convention before.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has, and she knew what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. And I sit in a couple of panels. I did a lot of since this is more of a literary con
mm-hmm.
than the regular science fiction fanboy stuff,
mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot about the writing process. I've always been a fan of writers and authors,
mm-hmm.
and I try to do it. And as you could tell, if you listen to the show, you know why I don't write anything. But it's one of those. I've definitely enjoyed myself. I've met a lot of people and mm-hmm. become fans of a lot more authors.
Well, I think we'll talk some more about your impressions later on. But
okay.
First, what I would like to do is two things. I know you got to meet one of your another fellow podcaster, Maggie Bonham, which you hadn't met in person,
yes.
And we're able to bring her to this convention, have her come as a guest. And anyway, I got to interview her last year.
Twice.
Yeah, we did I wanted to do Skype, so I contacted her and I said, let's try this, and it worked. So now I can do Skype interviews. I haven't done any more since then, but I plan on it. And then I got to interview her at the convention, and she was also on a panel with Jenny Wirtz and I to talk about
right.
podcasting. Anyway, so I'm glad you had the opportunity to meet her
yes.
as well.
Oh, yes. I've been following her with her Prophecy of Swords
mm-hmm.
that she's been doing. Boy, you're going to have show notes galore on this one. You realize
yeah.
that, right?
Well, she is going to... I know that she just came out with Runestones of Tawas, which is the sequel to Prophecy of Swords. And I know that she would like to patio book it as well.
Right.
Although she needs to talk to her publisher, Yard Dog Press. And if you're listening to this, Yard Dog Press, that's you, Lynn and Selena. Give her permission so she can do this as a patio book.
Yes, please. I need more stuff to listen to.
Anyway, let's tell me about Wander Radio and how did you get involved in podcasting?
Oh, wow. Okay. 2 years ago, I guess. Yeah, it's been about 2 years. I was doing a web search for dragons, for pictures of dragons, and came across the dragon page,
mm-hmm.
and which you're familiar with, and that's when I discovered podcasting. I came
mm-hmm.
across the Cover to Cover, and later became they branched off into Winging It, and then Slice
and
of Sci-Fi
yeah.
which is still excellent, and grew from there. Then I discovered they had a whole page describing what a patio book or a podcast was. And at that point, Evo started the patio books website, and that was in its alpha form with T. Morris. And that's when I got drug into the – or sucked in. I wasn't drug. I was sucked in. It was just a listening to the podcasts and patio books of these authors was amazing. They gave their books out for free. I enjoyed listening to them. And then I got to thinking, you know, well, we could take that a step further. And I remembered The War of the Worlds, and and that's how I came to this audio drama type aspects of my show. And but I wanted to do more than just talk with people, because I don't have the interviewing skills that you have, Chris.
No. Well,
but I just lost where I was going. So I went out and I found 16 pieces at a time by Jack Mangan. And
he's something else.
he is. I've been a big fan of his with back before Duel of the Fates, i.e. Duel of the Fates 3 is coming.
Yes. Spherical Tomy.
For those of you playing the drinking game. let's see. Now I'm nervous. Okay. Editing is our friend. He gave me permission to do 16 pieces at a time, but he did not want me to make it comedic. And that was a big worry for him. And I said, don't worry, that's not where I want to go with this. And I called a couple of friends, one of them being an actor with the Wagner Playhouse Association, and the Brooklyn Blues man himself, Mark Forman, who played Jonas. And what's funny is if you listen through the first seven episodes, or the first six episodes, you can tell when all three of us had major equipment improvements.
Right.
The sound got better. And then when I came across to do the director's cut, it was a challenge to bring all of those pieces together and make it sound decent.
Well, I had the good fortune of meeting Jack Mangan at Balticon this year, and he is such a super guy. He talked to me for a few minutes and even offered to play a promo for my podcast, which I don't have one yet, and I promise I will get one, and I will,
please.
I will get one to him.
Get one to him? Put me on that mailing list. That's one thing I like to do is I like to promote all the shows that I enjoy. Share the love, I guess.
Yeah. Well, one thing we learn about podcasters is the word incestuous comes to mind. We all tend to listen to each other's podcasts, but I know that a lot of them do have a lot of non-fellow podcaster listeners. They have tremendous followings, and they're a great bunch of people. Yeah. I'm going to do a sidetrack and kind of do a bit of a monologue for myself, and sorry to steal your thunder.
No.
I got to go to Balticon this year, Jack. And which they had a new media track, so they had Michael R. Menengay and Evo Terra as the media guests of honor.
Right.
And if you've been following the saga of Michael and Evo, sadly they parted ways, and we wish them the best of success, you know, in future endeavors for both groups.
Yes.
But I got to meet them, so that was the last. I got to see a live recording of Winging It and a live recording of Slice of Sci-Fi, and it was really nice to learn how they put those shows together. It was very, very instructive, and just watching them, seeing what they were doing was very impressive. I got to sit in on a few panels, and I want to thank Paul Fisher of the Balticon podcast, who inspired me to create a podcast to promote our own convention, which is Conestoga. I had the good fortune of meeting Paul Fisher and Martha Holloway on a train of all places in Glasgow in Scotland. We had gone to Worldcon. We were in the Masquerade as an audience. Heard some people talking behind us, talking about birds. We chatted a little bit, and that was the end of it. He's a huge bird fan, like, even bigger than I am. Then we spent the rest of our vacation in Scotland. We hopped on a train. We were coming down from the Isle of Skye. We were coming from Malick, and it's a gorgeous train ride. You even get to see the Harry Potter train. It's actually the Jacobite train. But we stopped in Fort William, and this couple got on, and they looked vaguely familiar. I'm not sure if they were having any what I would call fannish attire, but anyway, we struck up a conversation, and I remembered that they had been sitting behind us at Worldcon, and we struck up a conversation, and he was telling me about Balticon and podcasting, and suddenly a light went off in my head. I said, man, we could do that too, and create our own podcast. Yeah. And to promote our own convention. Unfortunately, we're still only like the second or third convention doing podcasting, although there are tons and tons and tons and tons of other podcasts, fan-related, Serenity, Battlestar Galactica, Babylon 5, you name it, there's a podcast for it. And anyway, we've posted 30 shows online so far, although there'll probably be many more by the time this one gets posted.
As of this recording.
Yeah, as of this recording. There's no particular order as to when these will be released. Anyway, so that's my little spiel. But I got to meet T. Morris. I got to meet,
I'm so jealous.
Yes. Don't be. No, T's a great guy. I was in this intro to podcasting panel, and he was going around the room introducing everybody, and he knew everyone's name. He knew what podcast they were. So I'm waiting. I'm the last person. He's going around introducing this person, their names. I can't remember. You can listen to the podcast I think there is one of it. And he gets to me, and he goes, and you are? And just without missing a beat, you know, boom. And I said my name. But I got to talk to him later, and hopefully I'll see him at NASFIC coming up in a few months. Although you may hear this podcast afterward. Don't worry about it. So I got to talk to him later, and I got to Jack Mangan, George Robb, who is, if you can't be quiet listening to his podcast, because he'll have you in stitches just rolling on the floor, and he is an amazing performer. And if you want to see the concert we saw, you can go to Lulu TV and search for George Robb. That's H-R-A-B.
Right.
It's a little dark, but you can hear his songs. And I think my favorite song of the evening was Brains, Body, Both, with a close second followed by his performance of The Rainbow Connection.
I'll have to go look that one up. I've heard Brains, Body, Both. I have not heard his version of The Rainbow Connection.
Yes.
That ought to be interesting.
Yes. But fortunately, he didn't have to paint himself green.
That's true.
Although I could see him doing that.
Yeah, well, he was naked for one of his CD covers, so... I know I don't have the body for it.
Yeah, well, he stripped during one of the... I think it was the live Wingin' It, he was stripping for the podcast. There are pictures, and I forgot what they were doing, some kind of quiz, and they were trying to get him to strip.
What it was Mer Lafferty's essay.
Yes.
For each piece of clothing... for every four-syllable word he would take off a piece of clothing.
See, I was there, and I don't remember this. Thankfully, Jack is here to remind me of that. And the thing I loved what George said. It's this: there were guys in the audience, you know, like helping, and he says, "You're trying to undress another guy, you know. You are such geeks."
Yes, Chris, and why did you shout those words out?
I didn't. I'm kidding.
Okay.
Anyway, Mel Tatum and I, my wife, we had an amazing time at Balticon, and we were glad to go. And
I'm so jealous.
Yes. Hopefully, maybe he'll have a new media track next year, and maybe you'll get to go to Balticon as well. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I have to convince the wife.
Yeah. Well, I got to meet a lot of other podcasters. Command Line, Leon Mabry, Tag in the Seam. Yeah, I got to meet her. Yes. I'm sure it was just a veritable who's who of podcasters.
I bet. Anyway. Are you going to make it to Dragon Con then?
Sadly, no. Dragon Con's a huge convention, and a lot of those people will also be there as well. And I would love to go. I know some of them even go to Dragon Con too. So,
are you telling me that Conestoga wasn't nominated for a Parsec Award?
Well, I nominated myself. I didn't nominate myself this year. I still think there should be a separate category for convention podcasts. But I know actually Archon last year also had a podcasting track, a media track, and I think they'll be doing some as well this year. So hopefully,
where is that at?
That's in St. Louis area. It's actually Collinsville.
Okay.
I interviewed Rich and Michelle Zelick for the Conestoga podcast. They were our fan guests of honor this year, and I gave them an opportunity to talk about their work. Working on their convention, and also to kind of tell us what we could look forward to to Archon 31 / NASFIC, North American Science Fiction Convention / TuckerCon, which was named in honor of Wilson Bob Tucker, who had just passed away last year.
Okay.
And if you want to learn more about Tucker, you can listen to my podcast with Keith Stokes. We got a chance to talk about him before he passed away, and when I learned that he did pass away, I had to make sure to get that edited and get that out there,
right,
so people could at least hear some reminiscences of and why Tucker was touched so many people.
Right. Yeah. I remember listening to that episode when it came out.
Anyway, that's enough me hogging the microphone. Let's talk about Jack. Podcast that Jack built.
the podcast that Jack built. Wander Radio 109.9. I've always been a fan of radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the medium as well as the music, and I think I'm trying not to get on that soapbox, but the music and I think it should be a lot of fun, and that's mm-hmm. why I chose to follow that format.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that I'm a solo podcast, I don't
right.
do interviews. Well, I can't say that. I've done one interview.
Well, there is a command line. He recorded. There was a podcast at Balticon called Solo Podcasting,
right.
And he recorded that. He cleaned it up, and I was amazed at how good the quality sound. Nice. I ended up being the moderator for that. I was trying to do rock paper scissors to figure out who it did, and it's kind of like when you volunteer. Okay, all volunteers take one step forward. Well, they all took one step back. So
did a fine job on that, by the way, because I did. You better make sure you put a link to that in the
yes.
show notes too, because that was a very entertaining and enlightening mm-hmm. Show about
solo
podcasting. And that's what I like to do. Is I don't really do a solo show. I take a lot of submissions
mm-hmm.
from I take submissions.
But you do not submit.
I do not submit. No, I submit to a lot of them. Let's see. I try to get people to be creative and bring their own ideas out. And with the radio format, it allows mm-hmm. me to go – I'm not pigeonholed into any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows me to go around and basically do what I want and bring in the submissions from other people mm-hmm. that gives – them the chance to maybe they're just sitting there trying to figure out, well, do I want to do a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
It gives them an opportunity to test out what they want to do, to either write a short script
uh-huh.
or a commercial or something like that, record it and put the polish on it. And I'm willing to help whenever they want to do that. And with my meager skills
mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll realize how much work it does go into mm-hmm. these things. An interview podcast such as yours is real easy relative to what I do. I got a lot of production going
uh-huh.
in my mind. And I'm not knocking what you do.
Yeah.
Because you have to make all your interviewees sound good.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I learned, Michael R. Meningay, they actually – what he does – and I don't know if he talked about it, if any of those podcasts have been posted, but what he does, he has several computers, and he has a cart system. Now, in traditional radio, a cart basically used to be a they called them carts because it was an audio cassette, had a short – audio track on it, either music or commercial or whatever. And the thing is they would play them simultaneously. They would just pop it in, and they would turn it on and cue it up and start playing it, in the middle of a radio show, for a live radio show. So
right.
they have a lot of they're very professional, and they pull all the elements together. So he tries to have as much of the audio going at the same time. So he actually uses like Winamp. And then he mm-hmm. has all his audio tracks that he wants to play to feed into, feeding from one computer into the other.
Right.
And so if he wants to play, someone's tagline.
Right. It'll go into a separate track on his mix board as it goes from one computer to
yeah.
the next. So people can, such as phone calls. So he
yeah.
does the various voicemail shows mm-hmm. that he has. They can comment over the call like they do.
Yeah.
And that's... I don't have the finances to do that.
Yeah. Well, and so I think, you know, eventually getting a second computer or something like that, right. I can – and he said it reduces, you know, a lot of his production time, so he doesn't have to edit as long. And I really like that. Fortunately, I have just a little bit of music, you know, just kind of give up.
We need to work on that.
Yeah, we do. Now, I love my brother-in-law, Rex Powell, to death. And he did a wonderful job recording some music for me or for the Conestoga podcast. It is the Old Chisholm Trail and his rendition of it.
It sounds wonderful. It really does.
And I would certainly like some more music. There's something specific that I'm looking for, and I will and hopefully I can talk to some other musicians. Maybe I can talk my brother-in-law Rex into recording some different music for the podcast. But until the meantime, you'll get to listen to his rendition of it.
You have Cedric downstairs.
Uh-huh.
You know, from the Bedlam Bards. You can pigeonhole him for something or
Well, I might talk to
like
David. I might talk to David Lee, you know.
Okay.
When I interviewed him on Friday, he played a song. I think the first song that I've had played on the Conestoga podcast. And Yes, he played live. Space Pirates. It was, you know, I think I'd heard that he was a musician, and he's been doing this probably, you know, for God knows how long.
Right.
Almost probably 30 years, but he can play, and he can sing.
Wow.
Yeah. And he also, and I will be playing a couple of his songs off of his CD, Marooned. His group is called Star Cruisers. And hopefully you'll get to hear a few of his tracks on the Conestoga podcast as well. I'm not trying to focus it on music, although of people kind of throw that into the mix.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the Balticon. I don't know if they still do or not. They still put a track at the end of it.
Yeah, Jonathan Colton, I think George Robb. I'm certainly going to miss Jonathan Colton's first drink of the day on Winging It. I kind of like that.
That wasn't Jonathan Colton.
Oh, that wasn't Colton? No. Okay, my bad. Who was it?
Seven. I'm blank, but that wasn't Colton. Seven something. 7 Seconds of Love.
7 Seconds of Love. Okay.
7 Seconds of Love.
Yeah, that's...
They also did the Kick-Ass Mix. I'm going to flip out like a ninja.
Yeah.
The Kick-Ass Mystic Ninja, same guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the correction. I done another podcast. I was calling someone else. So, anyway, you know, all I can think of 7 Seconds of Love, and you're going like, that's it?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Well, anyway, I think our listeners have a fairly good picture of Wandered Radio, and you can always tune into it on the internet. Search for Jack Hosley.
WanderRadio.com.
WanderRadio.com.
That's with an A, not an O.
Okay. Not Wonder Radio.
It's Wander, because I'm all over the place. I don't have specific genres that I play,
That's interesting, because Paul Fisher also has his own podcast called the ADD Cast.
Yes.
Which ADD, of course, is Attention and Deficit Disorder. Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. And Jack Mangan helped him with that promo too, as well.
And so, yours kind of dovetails into that theme. You know, his, you know, they change topics all the time.
Oh,
and yours just kind of meanders.
Yeah,
so.
I have the music meander all over the place. Mm-hmm. I try to find the unique stuff that most people that. It has to be good. Mm-hmm. Of course, all the music I play is good, but it has to be unique. Is what I'm trying. Mm-hmm. I try to find the most unique stuff. There's a lot of music networks out there in the podosphere, and I try to make it stand out. That's why I try. Mm-hmm. So I'm all over the place. I got a barbershop quartet song in there. I arranged the country music to. I think the only thing I haven't played yet is classical music and jazz. Mm-hmm. And jazz I'm looking to change.
Well, I haven't, you know, since I discovered your podcast, of course, I listened to your anniversary show and I very much enjoyed that.
Well, thank you.
And anyway, so I certainly look forward to hearing more podcasts. And anyway, now one of the things I do during my podcast when I'm recording is I'm always looking at my watch. Now, the thing is if you're in a regular conversation with people, that's just plain rude. You know, it's like, I want to get out of here. But, you know, we're under a time constraint. So, I look at my computer, how much time have I recorded? I'm looking at my watch, just like, okay, I have to get ready for the next one. Although I have nothing after this. This is my last podcast for the day.
Yay.
And the last podcast for the convention. And my friend Brad Frank just wandered in to take a look here.
Come on in.
And Now, one of the authors that I got introduced to here is John Moore. And unfortunately, I just didn't have time to interview him, so maybe I'll bug him for a podcast later. But he was fairly interesting. He doesn't like to talk about his day job. He's a chemical engineer.
Well, what's fun about that?
Mm. Anyway, Brad Frank first introduced me to him because he's, you know, as a friend of his.
Okay.
I've known Brad for, you know, a long time. He's also he's also a James Bond fanatic. So I think maybe for a future podcast, we'll talk about James Bond because you know, you want to tap your friends, especially if they're experts on a particular subject. But anyway, so he wanted to get a hardcover book, The Unhandsome Prince, which is an interesting title, you know, because it's kind of turning fairy tales on their head. So
right.
And I picked that up at the convention this weekend, so I'm looking forward to reading that.
Cool.
So anyway, so maybe at a future convention I'll track John down and see what he has to say.
That'd be great.
There's a good chance John will come back next year.
Well, that's excellent.
Put him on the schedule.
I went out to lunch and we were talking, and he mm-hmm. seemed to be very impressed with the convention.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, we always appreciate it when guests have a good time at our convention. Now, I think what we're going to do is now that we're done talking about Wander Radio, let's talk about your impressions of Conestoga. So this is your this is your first convention.
This is my first convention. Yeah, I'm blown away by how, well, you got to remember, fan is a shortened form of the word fanatic, and it definitely lives up to that. There's a lot of diehard fans here, and it's been enjoyable. Everything's been pretty smooth.
Mm-hmm.
All the authors and staff mm-hmm. have been approachable, and whenever there's been a problem, it's been handled quickly mm-hmm. for the most part.
Were there any particular panels that you sat in on that you really enjoyed?
I sat in on Plot yesterday morning, mm-hmm. and I think that. Now, I remember why now I never took an 8 o'clock college course, because that was at 9 o'clock in the morning mm-hmm. on Saturday, and those night parties are rough on the old body anymore. Mm-hmm. But, I sat in on Plot, and I liked the Filking.
The Filking?
If you listen to Wander Radio, you know, why. I love the Filking, as with the Great Lutsky, the Bedlam Bards, and
Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, we got to meet Lutsky at Balticon. We popped over and said hi, and so we were really glad to have him come to our convention and perform. He was rather late on Friday. He was still on the road when the concert was started, and apparently he had some delays because of storm, storm stuff that.
He was driving down Friday, and it's a 10-hour drive, and I know it's every bit of that 10 hours I mm-hmm. used to live up there in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, and I got the chance to talk with him after his show, and I've had a blast. I really mm-hmm. have. It's been fun.
Well, that's good. Let's see. Do I have any more questions? Probably not, because I got a few words scribbled on this piece of paper here.
That's why it's an open forum.
Yes, that's why it's an open forum. So we've kind of a free form podcast today. Jack, I'm glad you enjoyed your first convention, and hopefully you'll get to go to more conventions here in the future, not just ours.
I hope so too.
Well, anyway, one other thing, too, is one of the things we did different this year, because Laurel K. Hamilton was our guest of honor, we thought we would like to do something special for her fans, because, you know, she has a huge following of her works, you know, the Anita Blake series and all that. And of course, we have a podcast interview coming up with her. You may hear this before or after. And I realize you weren't quite the Laurel K. Hamilton fan, but we offered a package, a tote bag, a very nice shirt. The artwork was done by one of our artists, Amanda Gannon, that Vampire Heart, which is pretty nifty.
Yeah, that was that. I enjoy that. I might steal that soon.
Anyway, of course, then there was the dinner where the people got to have the opportunity, you know, a little bit of a little more intimate setting mm-hmm. to have spend some more time with Laurel. So,
and my wife enjoyed that.
Yes, you assigned your ticket to someone else so that they could attend the dinner, because they were a little slightly bigger Laurel fan than you were.
So. what can I say? I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, our friend was a very much brokenhearted when she found out she couldn't go to the dinner. Mm-hmm. And then when I turned around and said, well, just take my seat. And she was ecstatic after that.
So. Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
I'm glad we were able to work that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the convention only has probably about an hour and a half left, so we're going to have closing ceremonies, and they'll announce who our guests will be for next year. I know that Diana Gabaldon, of the Outlander series, will be our guest of honor next year. Our artist guest of honor will be Tracy Hickman. Our fan guest of honor will be Tim Miller, who's from one of the movers and shakers of FenCon, which is a wonderful convention in Dallas. And I hope to grab him for an interview possibly at FenCon this year, because I know I'll be attending that. And he did mention an interest that their people are thinking about doing a podcast as well. So I'm certainly more than willing to share my experience, although I've seen some of their audio people. I think they know what they're doing, so I don't think they need a whole lot of encouragement or assistance from me. Anyway, well, Jack, I want to thank you again for the ambush interview.
Ambush interview, yes, okay. Sitting here just enjoying the closing of the con that, so we could sit and reminisce about the past and present and where we're going with the future.
Yeah, and of course, you'll find all the information about Conestoga 12 fairly soon on the website. Anyway, okay. Thanks again, Jack.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out Wander Radio to see what Jack Hosley is up to today. His podcast is still going strong. I reassured Jack that someday I would post this interview, and now I have. As I mentioned, that was my final Conestoga podcast. It was a great place to get my feet wet in the world of podcasting, but I've decided that it's time to broaden my horizons and explore the larger world of fandom, which is what I have done to a limited extent with Escape from Cubicle 17. Now, I did attend Conestoga 12 this year, and I had a very good time. I did catch up with Jack Hosley, who had such a great time at Conestoga 11, he returned for number 12. And he told me he had a great time again. Alas, as much as I wanted to, I did not record any podcasts at the convention. Mundane events occupied much of my time and didn't leave any for doing podcasts at Conestoga this year. But I do have plans afoot to do more interviews at other conventions. In fact, I will be attending FenCon 5 this weekend and hope to snag a few guests to talk to. So, thank you for listening to Escape from Cubicle 17.